The International Joint Commission won't take a position on removing water from the Great Lakes until it comes out with a preliminary report in August. But after hearings in eight Great Lakes cities, IJC Commissioner Alice Chamberlain heard people tell them to keep profiteers and their pipelines and tankers away from freshwater lakes. Even so, Chamberlain's keeping an open mind.
We will tackle it in the same professional and way that we have with an independent binational view, and that's the real value, is the binational and independence that we have from the governments, because our charge under the Boundary Waters Treaty of 1909 is to provide for the common good of the boundary area. So we don't take a national view. As a U.S. commissioner, I don't take instructions from my government.
Hundreds of people turned out for these hearings. The largest crowd was 100 people at a meeting in Duluth, Minnesota recently. People like Yvette Fleming of Cornucopia, Wisconsin, spoke out against diverting water.
It upsets the balance of nature as we know it in this part of the world. Just think of what impact the cutting of trees in the rainforest has made on the world. What would happen if the water levels of the Great Lakes were changed drastically?
Scientist Tom Johnson says talk of dramatic consequences is not alarmist. He's the director of the Large Lakes Observatory in Duluth and says computer models show evaporation from global warming could lower lake levels up to 33 feet in the next century. He says worldwide droughts will turn up pressure to tap into freshwater lakes.
If we set the precedent now for exporting water from Lake Superior, it's going to be even more difficult to turn the spigot off 50 years from now, 70 years from now, when we will wish we had every last drop that could have possibly come into this basin. I strongly oppose export of water from the Lake Superior Basin. Thank you.
An Ontario company's effort to sell water from Lake Superior last year led Congress and Parliament to ask the IJC to come up with recommendations. At the Duluth hearing, speakers ranged from private citizens, farmers, local and state government representatives, and, of course, environmentalists. All opposed moving water out of the Great Lakes. That sentiment hasn't been lost on Commissioner Alice Chamberlain.
We have heard in the public meetings more emphasis on the value of water staying in the Great Lakes than on the value of water being exported. So I would say to date, the public sentiment doesn't at all lean toward making the Great Lakes a water OPEC.
It's a pretty emotional topic.
And it's an important topic. There's no reason that it shouldn't be.
But the IJC's charge is to look into the impact of losing water from the Great Lakes region. IJC spokesman Frank Bavacqua says the issue is more complex than international companies hoping to make a profit. He says if drought from climate changes plague the planet, the pressure on exporting water may be compelling.
Others have raised the question of whether it shouldn't be considered on humanitarian grounds in certain cases, and we've heard a range of opinion on a lot of other issues.
This summer, IJC researchers will look at climate trends, the market for exporting water, and decide whether cities along the Great Lakes need to begin conservation efforts to cut down on waste. Chamberlain says they need to look at the overall picture.
I hope that we will have a base of knowledge that we can make definitive statements. At this time, it's hard to say. We haven't moved to the point of a draft report that would indicate to me whether we're going to make hard and fast recommendations. But the governments have asked us to do that when it's possible.
For now, the Canadian government has a moratorium on all bulk freshwater sales, and the U.S. House last October expressed its opposition to ship water overseas. That action doesn't go far enough for some people who live along the Great Lakes. Judy Pratt Shelley of the Red Cliff Band of Chippewa warned the IJC that they'd sue any government that allows water to be taken.
Our water is not for sale. Our lake is not for exploitation, but rather to honor, respect, and protect. As anyone treats something they consider sacred.
The IJC preliminary report could advise the United States and Canadian governments to go beyond passing individual federal laws, but instead sign a treaty regulating or banning water as an export from the Great Lakes. The preliminary recommendations will be released in early August. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Mike Simonson in Superior, Wisconsin.